This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Isn't it interesting that everything we warned about glyphosate is now becoming mainstream news? I saw an article just the other day in Bloomberg that talked about glyphosate exposure. What Bloomberg reports today in 2018 is what Natural News was reporting in maybe 2013. We were warning our readers about the dangers of glyphosate at a time when the mainstream media was attacking anybody who dared talk about the dangers of glyphosate. Because remember, Monsanto has been out running negative PR campaigns and media influence operations. They pay journalists, they bribe journalists to spread disinformation and lies about glyphosate, i.e. Roundup, which is the Monsanto branded product. You know, that was the propaganda. Well, that's all changed. So the California lawsuit against Monsanto, where a jury found Monsanto guilty for causing the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma of an African-American man who is dying of cancer, and he was exposed to glyphosate as a groundskeeper of a public school. He sprayed herbicide, you know, weed killer, Roundup, and thus he was exposed to quite a large amount of glyphosate on his skin and probably through inhalation and so on, and he's dying of cancer. So the jury found Monsanto guilty and awarded the plaintiff $290 million. The judge in that case, she announced that she was going to revisit that jury punitive award and recalibrate that. She lowered it to a total award of $79 million instead of the $290 million. And it set the precedent that glyphosate causes cancer. It's now a matter of confirmed court record in California. Plus, we have the IARC under the WHO that has said that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen. And California is about to add a new glyphosate daily intake limit to its Prop 65 laws. And that daily intake limit, I believe, is 1,100 micrograms of intake per day. So what's happening is the courts and the science advisory bodies under the United Nations, essentially, are saying that glyphosate causes cancer. And that's on top of the research that has been conducted showing glyphosate causing cancer tumors in lab rats and so on, which we first covered. I think that goes back to 2012, it seems. So the tide is changing, and you are informed, and you have been informed years ahead. Now the answer is how much glyphosate is in the food supply, because it's a lot. And one of the things that really shocked me recently was studying the proposed European Union limits for glyphosate residues in the food supply. I saw that many proposed limits of fresh fruits and vegetables were quite low, such as 50 parts per billion, but the proposed limits in grains, such as oats, wheat, barley, things like that, was 15,000 to 30,000 parts per billion. So get this, the EU is about to have a legal limit of glyphosate of 50 parts per billion, which is very low, it's very strict, in things like citrus fruit or fresh vegetables, celery, that kind of thing. But they will allow 15,000 parts per billion or even 30,000 parts per billion in wheat and oats and rye and barley. So if you want to avoid glyphosate, the primary exposures are not in fresh fruits and vegetables, but they're in grains and, of course, GMO crops such as GMO soy. And the best way to avoid glyphosate is to choose organic, but especially choose organic when you're eating wheat and oats, because according to the science, that's where the glyphosate exposure is very, very high. I mean, as you can tell, orders of magnitude higher than it is in fresh produce. Now, fresh produce, you're going to have, of course, other things such as pesticides. So strawberries are the worst offender in terms of pesticide exposure. So whereas wheat doesn't have as much pesticide residue as strawberries. So you need to understand the difference here. We're talking about glyphosate versus pesticides. You know, you got to be fully informed to make informed decisions. If you want to be safe overall, choose organic all the time. So healthrangerstore.com is your clean food source. It's really clean food. We do all the lab testing. I personally oversee it. It is comprehensive, and it adds a lot of internal costs to what we provide you, but it ensures that the food you're getting is very, very clean. The cleanest, most heavily scrutinized superfoods, supplements, and storable foods on the planet. Thanks for listening. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.